So we're up to the Gemara, Daf Kuf Lamed Tes Omid Beis. So we, in the middle of the Gemara really, we finished the Gemara, but we'll do the Gemara again. There's a lot of Yisraelis in this Gemara. We'll see the Tesis. The Gemara said, the third question that was posed, B'nei Bashcher, the people from the city of B'nei Bashcher. So the third question they asked was, what's the halacha by mace? The mace that dies on Yontif. What's the din? Meis b'yontev mahu. After all, there's an issa charisha to be koiver. There's an issa mukta. What do you do on yontev? So, and daddy answered, third line from the top, kuflamet tes, amit beis. The first line, it was Shabbos and yontev, so it was near each other, so it's a question of the meis being masriach. And only goyim allowed to handle it. Meaning the first day Yontif, only goyim. Yontif Sheni, which is ready lesser, it's the Rabbonon, Yisask B'Yisrael. Vafil B'Yontif Sheni, Roshon, the Chiddush is Roshon, where the Yom HaRichta, where usually the din is, Masha'enke Mebeye, where Beish and all the B'Yontif Rishon, Roshon is also B'Yontif Sheni, Roshon, meaning because Yom HaRichta, by regular Yontif, Beish and all the B'Yontif is Mutter B'Yontif Sheni. Over here, we said that even B'Yontif Sheni, Roshon is Yisask B'Yisrael. What's the reason why over here he said that it's Osir? Because his psak din was that it was Osir. They answered back, I think it was Rabbi Nashia on Amud Aleph. Shmuel told Rabbi Nashia, you answer to them because Levi was Nifta. So he said it's Osir. Why? Here we see it's Mutter, Yontav Rishon, Akum, Yontav Sheni Yisrael. Enter the Gemara Levisheni B'nai Torah, they're going to take it to a different extreme. They'll think it's Mutter to be Chayrish, they'll see someone plowing when they're burying. So Eni B'nai Torah. So Tosav here on the top says, that Urbeya Maskinon Bosach Milsa Omagavino Hidno de Iko Chavroi Chaishinon. Meaning, we're saying the Gemara says Yontav Sheni is Askabe Yisrael, but there are a certain nation called Chavri. There were Choshesh that if a Yid is going to be Isaac in the Kvura, they're suddenly going to be told the Yidin Yitzavu Lahem, they'll do Malacha on Yontav. They see him doing Malacha, they see him suddenly going out to the cemetery and digging. So they say, okay, come back to the fields and start working over here. So that's why they umavatl it. Kevin Shiroin Shoysa Mishul Meis, Umais Hoyt was a Meis Doctorsis. For Elihu Meis Chutzetrum, they took the Meis Chutzetrum beyond them. Vaholcho Acho Besusim, Lis Asik Bemeis, they went with carriages, they went with caravans, they went with horses, horse and buggies, to Miss Isaac in the Meis. Because Rabbi Nutam, Af Allaholchim Regal, even though they went by foot, below Susim. Veshoma Rebbe, the time or the reason was, Mishum the Masik, Ravina ho idno de ikah chavrei, so that's why we're worried that there'll be mitzvah us to do melach. Uledidan afgav de ilekel meichash yesh lesser kevin the masik hocher like we're finishing over here the maskonas hagemara ainu bnei Torah. So meila we have to be worried that we shouldn't be doing it. Kam yesh liyorei pen yitzavu asorim lisask bemelachton v'lichtav mashehem roitzim. They'll put us to work. V'sholchem b'nei tam b'nei bishcho ena b'nei tere b'nei meluyin b'nei tere akoponim l'maisa l'halocha. What is the difference between amomin and yisol? Obviously, the difference is amomin is a problem of amir l'akum. Amir l'akum shvus. So amir l'akum shvus is mutter for kvoid ames. Kovid abrius. Kovid abrius. The mace that's mutter. So it's kovid abrius. So especially if it's 2 days, it starts smelling. So then als kovid abrius. Amir al-Akum is mutter. And we pass it like that in Tovkuf Chavov, that a goy is allowed to be oisek in the Kvura. Now, the Tosim Bava Kamepe Aleph says, this is Dafka, like we see in the Gemara of here, Dafka and Yontif. Because on Yontif, anyways, it's hutar, because oichal nefesh is mutter. So it's not such a gnai for the Yontif when a goy is oisek in the mace. Mashengen Shabbos, where there's no het of oichal nefesh, it's a gnai for the mace that Yemachal Shabbos for him. As I state in Chuchanach brings it in Tovkuf Chavov, Sivdalan also. Now, this whole din is that we said in the Gemara upon him that Yisrael is muta is referring to Melacha de Rabbonon. But Melacha de Raisa, that Avada, it's also for Yisrael to do, Melacha de Raisa. But Melacha de Rabbonon, that's the whole din that we're discussing over here is Kovad Abrius. If Yisrael is muta, Melacha de Rabbonon, question even Legabi Melacha, Legabi Yontav Rishon, if he's muta, Melacha de Rabbonon. Upon him, when a Levaya takes place, some people are noyig. That they're koyver beyond of sheni. The ma'aser, that's the halacha, libe de emes. Zog de gemara, omer rab avin bar rav huna, omer rav chama bar guya, mis atav odin bikila. The person ought to cover himself with a kila. A kila is this oil that you used as a canopy really, and you're covering yourself with it, and you're going outside with a cape on Shabbos in the Shus Rabim. And even though it has ritzuas, it has strings that are hanging from it, it's not considered you're carrying, even though the strings don't warm you up, the strings are not exactly a cloak. You don't have to worry about carrying. Why is this different than Rav Huna's din? If someone goes out on the street on Shabbos with a talis that's not mitzuyetzes kilchosa b'Shabbos, that means, let's say, you only have three of the corners of the talis have tzitzis properly on them. So now lemaisa, it's not a talis mitzuyetz, it's not a kosher talis. So it's not mitzuyetz kilchosa chayiv chatos for carrying. Oh, forget about the din of dalat kampus that you're not wearing tzitzis kilchosa. But the etzem hoitzo is considered yichayiv chatos because it's considered you're carrying. That means we don't say the strings are bottled to the beged. Why, when you wear this kilo, when you wear this canopy as a beged, we say that the strings, the ritzuas, are bottled to the beged. It's bottled. That's why you're not chayv lechatos. So how come over here the tzitzis we say when it's not mitzuyetz kilchosa, you're chayv lechatos because obviously it's not a beged because of the tzitzis? And to the Gemara, tzitzis legabe talis cheshiva. Tzitzis are very choshev klapi the talis. So mele de na bottle, v'le batli. Hani, mashengen the ritzuas of the kila, le cheshiva, u batli, and that's where they bottle taka. Now, there's a machlokes Rashi Tosis, what the vart is. So Rashi says, cheshiva, why is tzitzis choshev? So Rashi, mishum de shel tcheles ein. Since tzitzis has tcheles on it, v'le batli, v'have bu masui. So the tcheles is a masui. It's choshev. Tcheles is expensive. So the murex, it's expensive. So it's not bottle. Comes out, zok the ritva, that ein chenami ledidan, that we don't have tcheles, b'smanazeh. So then the tzitzis would also be bottle. If you have a tzitzis, not kilchosa, so then the tzitzis would be bottle, the strings like mitzvus of a kilo. Lemaisa, Toysovia argues, Zok Toysis, tzitzis, chiv of loibati, she'enim vutolim, why are tzitzis not bottle? Not like Rashi says, because of the tchelis. Lefishach shuvim mein be'enov, tzitzis be'etzim achoshev, she'dai toilitan betalis, tzitzis revias. We said you have three of them that are filled in. The fourth one is missing the tzitzis. My intent is to put in the fourth. So the tzitzis are very choshev. These tzitzis are not bottled to the beggars. They have a cheshivas on their own. Holoi cheshiva ubatli. Holoi cheshiva ubatli. Mashenke in the stammer tzitzis of a kilo, not choshev. Zes somach rebi lahaniach ba'avneta ritzuis atluyos. Because of this, that we're saying that something that's ritzu, that's bottled, he allowed you to have strands on his belt. The point is, we see this aside, let's say a cleaner's tag. Certain things are bottled to the beged. Moshe brings in Shuvas also, because we see in this Gemara, things that are bottled to the beged are not considered ohitso, and it becomes bottled. Now, it comes out of Machlokes Rashi Tosis, like we said, Rashi Tosis, in the tzitzis, have a value, have a chshivas, because I'm planning to fix up and make it a kilchosa. Let's say, Kung Tosis, the strings are shredded, and they're not even kosher kilchosa, even to fix, to make into tzitzis. So then, Kung Tosis, it would also be bottle. The whole word in Tosis, why it's not bottle, is because it's choshev. But if, let's say, it loses that status, then Tosis would agree that it's not a bottle by tzitzis too.
Of our tzitzis, the knots are coming out on the
Shabbos. Okay, the question is it...
minimum to be choshev tzitzis?
That's Hilchos Tzitzis. I'm going to go through the whole Hilchos Tzitzis now. Obviously, if it's still going to be that it's something that can be fixed, so then Tosis says a svara that it's considered that it's choshev, because I'm not throwing this in the garbage just because it's the strings. Not ma'akav how many times it goes around. I'm planning to fix it. That's still good, but that's very kilchosa. That's not a psul. But let's say there's something that's a whole question of tassel. I mean, also you have to know how to fix it. Can't just fix something just because now it's possible. Let me just fix it. But upon him, Tosis svara is kilchosa means it has chshivas because it's still. I'm intent is to make it kilchosa. And if it's not fixable, then the strands are bottle. But in Chanami, if you have tzitzis today that are not kosher, you have a problem of dalat kampis. You're not aware it without a tzitzis. But then it will be considered mitzad the strands itself. It won't be a chayv chatos. It's bottle because you're not intending to fix it and it's not fixable. The Taz says this chilek in Tosis that obviously if it's not fixable, so then it loses chshivas even according to Tosis. Right, then it becomes bottled even according to Tosis.
Sagt die Gemara weiter, Oma Rabbe Barav Huna, Mayrim Odama ala Mishmeres Biyontef, Litlois Borimoinim, Yelana Meka Haroma. We said according to the Rabbanan, you're not allowed to take this sifter and place it over the cup. It's an Issa Vasiyas oil. Moisav al oil Aga is something else, but to make initially the oil is Osa. So you're allowed to make a Haroma and place it over the cup, but not in order to separate the shmorim, the wine, from the sediment, but rather you're being mayrim that you're using it to be toilet the remoinim. So for that, would not be considered an is of making an oil, because I'm not, oil means what's below it for the wine going inside there. I'm doing it for to place remoinim on top. Now the haroma is that the toilet bashmorim, after you shtel it avek for the remoinim, now you can physically place the shmorim on top of it. You have to physically place the remoinim, but this is the haroma. Zog Rashi, Magam Adam Alam Shas Biyontev, look at Bonon, the Amri ain't toiling. The Rabbanon say, not only be toiler. This is to make an oil. Biyontev, who came to the time in Lamishum oil? Elam Shum Uvdi Dechol. The Maskonos Agamara was, it was Uvdi Dechol. So Magam Vitoil Oysel Tzerk Rimoinim, you'll have to use it for Rimoinim. The Lab Uvdi Dechol Ninu. Then it's not Uvdi Dechol. So you're making Haroma. We said it's also to place this over the cup. It's oil, or the Maskonos Agamara was Uvdi Dechol. So you're allowed to make haroma, where it's not uvdil chol, and do it for remoinim. Now we had rishonim before that said that uvdil chol means the oil, it's oil, just it's not oil the rice, it's oil the rabbonon. So what is the vart because of remoinim? So the rishonim explained that even though it was an issa oil the rabbonon, but if you utilize it for remoinim, so then it doesn't require the din oil that you're stretching it so tight. So that's the haroma that you're doing, you're allowed to be marim it for remoinim. The Rashba says, because the purpose of the remoinim is to be on top of it. It's not like the wine that it's meant for the liquid to go below. So that's why it's the haroma. The haroma is it's not meant for the mice of sifting. So again, mayrim odam ala mishmeres biyontev litlos b'remoinim v'toyle b'shmorim. And at the end, you're toyle b'shmorim. Because there was a haroma. I didn't do the mice of making the oil or the uvde d'choil for the shmorim, for the wine, but I did it for the remoinim. You had to actually place the remoinim on there. You can't say, oh, I intend for remoinim and then suddenly put the shmorim there. No, I actually put the remoinim there first.
Why is this different than what we learned in the Braisa? State in Moed Kotten. Metilin Sheikhar Bemoyed. You allow to place and get ready the Sheikhar, the beer on Cholamoyed. Litzarech Moyed, as long as it's meant for Moyed. But if it's not for tzarech hamoed, then it's aser, and this could be is permissible. Echad shecher tmorim. Say if it's date beer. Echad shecher b'soyrim. If it's barley beer. Va'afapi, even though sheyesh lohen yoshon. Even though you have a previous beer sitting in your fridge, you have yoshon, and you can drink that in yontif. It's still you're allowed to be mayrim. You're allowed to make this new achonah, this new bishul for tzarech moed of this new beer. You know, if you have old one, mayrim v'shoysim in achodesh. Now over here, you don't need a hoychacha to show that what I'm doing now is not an issa. Maybe you need a hoychacha to show that it's oichal nefesh and I don't have anything in my fridge. You don't need a hoychacha. So why before do we have to have a hoychacha specifically? It's only mutter v'husha tola b'rimoinim. So you have a hoychacha that it's not a haroma. Here we see you're allowed to be mayrim without a hoychacha. What's the difference? Why are we not concerned that you have to have a chacha to show it's not a haroma?
Enter the Gemara, the difference is, hosam loy mucha milsa, meaning, the person that sees you do this, says that you're doing a letzarech moed. He doesn't know you have other beer. So it's not muchach that you're doing it, not letzarech moed. Hocha mucha milsa. Mashiach, when you're placing the oil, it's muchach you're doing it for the shmorim, which is oil, which is asa. So that's why you need to clearly place the remoinim. Omel Rabbanon Ravashi, Chozimar Haitzu Rabbanon, Ravuna Barchian Shmei, Vamel Ravuna Bere Chalvin Shmei, the Shokal Bora de Tuma, he took a chunk of garlic, Umanach Bebaza de Donna, and he placed it to stuff up a barrel that had a hole in there. So Lachari, it's Misakin Mona, it's Makabepatish. And the reason why he did it, he said, my intent is to place this in storage. I gotta place this garlic somewhere, I'll put it in the barrel. But really, he put it inside the barrel to fix. So it's a haroma. The haroma is that he said he's doing it for something else. So the Ritva explains that you have to say that it wasn't a binyan be'etzim because it wasn't tightly in there, or because food is not something that your intent is to leave forever, the garlic you're gonna remove. So it couldn't have really been boina
Otherwise, it would be also. What are you doing? I'm doing something else, but you're doing this. So it only looked like it. So you said, I'm doing it for something else. So it's a haroma. Another case of haroma. He took a nap on a ferry. Now, the ferry is supposed to go during Shabbos to the other side of the river, which is also to travel in the ferry. Why? Because the halacha is, the reason why you're not allowed to go in the boat is because it's a gzeira that you make a chavish al shaitan, you make a life vest, you make a rowboat. Because just like you're not allowed to swim, because you might make a rowboat. So who had been passing over, going in a svina, is like shot b'mayim. So he did a haromi. He said, oh, I'm tired, I'm taking a nap. He knows that they're going to get to the other side. So again, v'ozav enoim b'mavi, went to take a nap in the mavro, v'ov alach kis, and he got to the other side, v'siya peira. And every day he went, he wanted to go to the other side to see the peiris of his kerem. So lemaisa, on the Shabbos, yeah, the nochi took him to the other side. I didn't do anything, I just took a nap. The next thing I know, I'm on the other side. V'oman, he said, I went to take a nap, it was a quiet area. Before he knew it, he was on the other side. Even though his intent was really to get to the other side, in order to see the peiris. Omalu, haroma ka'amret. This haroma is different. Haroma b'derabonon hi. The whole din haroma is a derabonon dekedin, and the Talmud Chacham was the one that took this nap. V'tzu mirabonon li'osa le'mi'avet l'chatchila. Why is haroma stam osa? Because you might do this without the haroma. But a tzumer rabbanon tam tochem is not going to do it without the haroma. So haroma of a drabbanon is not a tzumer rabbanon is not a problem because he's not going to do it lechatchila. And that was the beginning of the maisa. The rabbanon told Rav Ashi chazi ma haytzumer rabbanon because he was a tam tochem. There's no problem. So that's Rav Ashi did not reprimand. The rabbanon came to Rav Ashi says he's doing something wrong. On that he says he's a tam tochem. Zok Rashi, the first white line.
Dolei osi lemevet lechatchila lehedya b'le haroma lav hashom lefnei akoyel. He's not going to do it lechatchila. So that's why haroma by tzum rabbonon is not a problem. Zok the Mishnah. Noisim ayim al gabi shmorim. You're allowed to take water
and place it on the sediment.
I'm not talking about sifting wine. Sifting wine is butter, the sediments remain above, and the wine goes below. I'm taking water on sediments that are sitting on the sifter. I'm pouring the water over it. Now the water goes below. I'm not doing a maisa butter. All I'm taking is, I'm pouring water. Water is not butter. Now it happens to be on its own, it's separating wine from the sediments because the water is causing that the water takes along with it also some of the wine that's inside the sediments. But that's not called me doing butter. I'm pouring wine. I'm pouring water, I mean, water. And the memela goes on its own. Other Rishonim explain that the reason, the Levush says, that's how the Levush says because I didn't do a maisa. All I did is pour water. Other Rishonim say, other Poskim say actually, that there's no mamushas of yayin that's coming out of the sediments, only the tam. Tam is not considered butter. That's not called being butter yayin from the sediments through the water because it's only tam yayin, it's not the yayin itself. So, So like this, it goes through it. The wine sifts with the water through it. And likewise, you can take wine and be mesanin it with a sudur. Now, a sudur is a shinui. It's not the regular way. A sudur is a shinui. So since wine, be'etzim, is drinkable without the separation, so with a shinui, it's not considered beirer. Something that is not drinkable, even a sudur is not going to help. Because a sudur, the handkerchief, is not the regular way, but till now it was not edible, now it's edible. So that's a beirer. But something that's be'etzim, you can drink, so then it's no issa beirer if you do it with a shinui. This is a big enough community, like I be water. People put in a filter on Shabbos. Yes. So a filter, be'etzim, water is drinkable without it, so it's not called beirer. Assuming that, let's say it's a shinui. Okay, maybe the filter is even less than that. But let's say something that is drinkable without it. If a person doesn't drink water because he holds it also because of bugs, so then he's saying that it's not drinkable till now.
Right.
So then it might be a problem, the whole filter.
Otherwise, you could use a filter. That's more healthy, you think, what?
But that doesn't mean it's not drinkable, more healthy.
Right.
So it's not a psoilus be'etzim. Zog the Mishnah Vaita. Uve kvifa mitzvahs. Another shinui is a kvifa mitzvahs. It's like a basket made out of reeds. So that is also a shinui. It's not the regular way. Noistim beimus, and as you take an egg, you put it in a sifter, shel chaydel. So there's two pshatim. What does it mean that you're putting it over a sifter of chaydel? Rashi brings two pshatim. One is, you put the egg yolk and the white and the yellow of the egg in the sifter that's meant for chadl. There's mustard below. You want the mustard to have a yellow appearance. So the egg yolk has the yellow, and before they had chemical artificial flavors, red 40, yellow something, they put egg yolk inside the sifter. The yellow is giving color now to the chadl below. So that is mutter. Why? Because misanin v'noisim beim misanin shachadl. Because that's one pshat Rashi. Second pshat Rashi, Rashi says that it's not meant for mara. Rabbi Levi Pirish, that you're putting it into a dish. You're misanin the beya, but not in the chadl. It's a misanenis of chadl because that's good for the shinui. The shinui is that you're not using a regular misanenis. You're using a mustard sifter. So meila, that would be considered that it's mutter. Because again, it's something that's not really necessary. At the end of the day, the egg yolk and the white both go through it. But it's separated, it goes in different stages. That's not called burger. V'oisin anumlin. Anumlin is the type of drink that you're making. So it's maybe it's a tichy sega, it's very complicated how to make it. So you're still allowed to make it on Shabbos. Rabbi Yudah, maybe Shabbos, because you're only allowed to use a kois, a small amount. B'yontif, belagin, it's a larger amount. Even a chavis, because it's a question of tichy yisera, so it depends where you're holding Shabbos, Yontif, and cholamoid. Reb Tzadik Oymel, hakol if you archin. There's no specific amount for Shabbos or Yontif. It depends how many guests you have. Zok the Gemara, omaziri noisin adam yain tzolul maim tzolul techem mishmeres. You're allowed to take yain tzolul. It's already clear wine. It's water that's clear that you're allowed to put into a mishmeres without any shinui. You don't need sudogin. Meaning, if let's say the wine is achurin, so they need a shinui. But if the wine is be'etzem drinkable, it's tolu, so then you're allowed to put it in the regular mishmeres. Ve'ein achoshesh. Aval achurin loy, but if it's achurin, then you need a shinui. Meisur, Reb Shimon Gamliel Oymel, toiret odom chovesh yayin, you're allowed to mix together a barrel of wine that has in there yainosh, moreho, the wine and the sediments, v'noyis tochem mishmeres, and then place it in the mishmeres. So we see that you're allowed to put even the sediments in the mishmeres. B'shavis v'en achoshesh. Even achurim is mutter without a shinui. And to the Gemara Tirgum Aziri, bein agit eshonu. We're talking about you drinking it in the wine press. In the wine press, you're not makbid if it has sediments in there. When you're drinking at home and you're having a toast, a l'chaim, so then you want to have a wine that's without sediments. But if you're doing it in the wine press, over there you drink even while it has sediments in there. So mamela, it's considered for him not a ma'aseh b'orer, a klepei this person. And that's why it's mutter. Misanis yayin b'sudogin, you're allowed to use handkerchiefs. Omer Rav Shimon bar Chiya, over vachla yase guma. You can't make a guma. A guma, so the reason is because Rashi says either because schita, you're making a schita with a guma, or because it's uvda d'chol, that's how it's done in the weekday. Uvah kvifa mitzvah, another shinu, use a basket. Omer Rav Chiya bar Rashi, Omer Rav, uvach le'agbiya mekakiso shakli tefach. You can't lift it over kli tefach, then it's an oil. Omer Rav, hai puriniko. If you have a baguette that you place over the gigis to cover it, you place it over the barrel. Apalga de kuva shori. You're only allowed to cover half of the barrel. Akula de kuva osir. Over the whole barrel, it's osir. Why is it Rashi? Because it's oil.
Now, this din of oil is only when it's pesach tefach below it. But Lamaisri Rishonim ask, why should it not be an issa oil just because it's only halfway covered? It's vaitan issa oil. So the Rajba says that the sugi is not oil. The sugi is it looks like you're coming to sift. So if it's halfway, so it doesn't look like you're coming to make a mishmeres. That would be the difference between half and whole.
Omer Rav Papa, loy nehadik inish tzinaisa bepume de kuzna. A person should not take straw and place it at the opening of a barrel where you're pouring out of. Why?
It looks like you're utilizing the straw to collect all types of psoilus when you're pouring out things out of the barrel. So it looks like it's not really a mishmeres, but it looks like you're placing it there. So to my eyes, they're not allowed to place it there because it looks like you're placing a mishmeres. There's a question to be showing him if this is only when you're mahadik, when you place it very tight, or even if you stop placing it, it's a maris ayin dikadin, that it looks like a mishmeres. And the reason why it's not really mishmeres, because lemaisa, the sediment, the psoilus, go through it even though you have a straw over there. But lemaisa, there are certain things that it might hold back, so at least it looks like you're being mishamer, and it looks like you're placing a mishmeres. Now, Pasha, this talking about when it's ochur, if something is tzolul,
then there's never a problem because then you're not doing anything. Zogt mal weiter dwer a poppe schofu sichre mi mona le mona. They used to take beer and transfer it slowly, Zagrashi. Benachas, they used to transfer it from one barrel to another barrel. Now they transfer it, we're holding up the beer and slowly transferring it from one to another. So then it doesn't look like you're separating and leaving behind sediment or psoilus or impurities from one cup to another. Because since you're doing a benachas and you're only seeing beer being transferred from one to another, even though there might be stuff on the bottom that remains behind, I don't see that separation taking place because I'm doing it in a very slow way and I'm just pouring beer from one to another. So that's why it's mutter. Zog di gemorge, omele ravache mit diftel ravina, ho ikini zoitzes. At the end of the day, you have the psoilus, you have the sediment that's remaining on the bottom with the part of the beer. And if you're going to continue doing that, then you're going to take the beer from one barrel to another and leave behind the psoilus. So lechoyde nitzoytzes is real boyer. And to the Gemara, nitzoytzes levei rav papa lechshiva. It wasn't important for them to transfer that last part. So since they left behind the beer with the last nitzoytzes, so there is no boyer taking place. They only transferred the area that doesn't come in into contact with the nitzoytzes. So that's why there's no boyer. And that's why it was chosh for them. So that was only the beginning of the tchila of this ma'aseh shviya of pouring. That's why it's not a problem of boyer. But ein chanami, this yisoid of mimona lemola, primogodim brings b'shem demog and avrom that the reason why it's mutter is because the nitzoytzes attacking that nicker. It's not nicker because it's on the bottom. So that's why you don't see a ma'ase b'ri taking place. But if let's say you have a pot of soup, a bowl of soup, and you want to transfer it to another one, but you want the oil to remain behind, you don't want that to go to be transferred, where it's nicker, it's floating on the top. So then you can't just transfer one to another. Then it's nicker that you behead you taking out the soup part and leaving behind the thing that's floating on the top. You don't want it to be transferred. So that would not have this mila of transferring shicha mimon lemona. Because over there, the primogonim, it's not nicker than it's oitzes. Over here, it's going to be nicker what's on the top. So you have to be it can only be done in a way where the thing that you want to remain behind cannot be floating on the top where it's nicker that you're being buried. Now, if it's derech achilose, not for storage, and you're doing it to eat right then and there, then it might be oichel mitach psoilus, and it's vayte mutter. It's without a kli, and it's oichel mitach psoilus, and it's miyad. But if you're putting it away, these two soup bowls, and it's clearly defined that the shuman or the thing that you don't want to be transferred remains on the top, so then it would be a boyer because then it's not oichel mitach psoilus for miyad, but rather to be put away. We'll stop over here at the bottom of the omid, Daf Kuf Lamed Tes Omid Beis.